Parshas Boy, we have here the really the scholar in the sense of Gulas Yisrael, and there's an akuda that seems to be very central in the Parsha by us that's missing in later inyanim of Zecher and so on. Bechal, the Ramban says that the Rabban of Vayechi speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim as being the prototype for all Golos in the Klal Yisrael and the Gula, and he brings a lot of parallels, and it also stands to reason for two reasons. First of all, anytime an event happens in Klal Yisrael first time round, it's going to be set the Simon Lebanim, so to speak, the Maisav Simon Lebanim. So every time, this is the first galus. The Shem Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he said the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to be goyled them with, he said, Eke Hashem Eke. So that means, like I was in this galus, I'll be in all the other galus. So the inyanim of the galus here and the galus of Lasid Lavoi should be the same. That's mitzad. The way it's a, and the Ramban goes at great lengths to show the parallel in Yanim. There are differences, and there's one very critical difference, and we need to be misbinding a little bit in it, what that difference is. It says that the Mishnah says in Psachim, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach Tayrus. What's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach Tayrus? Which inyan? So it says that the Ezoiv and the Dam on the Mashkev and on the Mezuzos is one afkamina. There's one afkamina of one day or 8 days. That's obvious that it couldn't be the first time around 8 days, 7 days. It couldn't be. That's Pashit. The nafkamina in the Pa'ula is that the Ezoiv and the dam, the mashkoif, and the mezuzah, that's something that makes a lot of... It's pretty easy to understand why it's at Nagia. There was no tzuras avoida in those days. There was no avoidas hakarbonis. The korban pesach becomes a type of korban, and b'mela, it's not Nagia ezoif. The mashkoif and the mezuzahs were Nagia only that door for that reason. That's fine. But there's a halacha that the achilas korban pesach was... The kocha tochlo yisim masnechem chagurim, nalechem biraglechem, umakelchem biyadchem. The tzur of eating it was they had to be girded up, they had to be buckled up, they had to have shoes. The derech was when a person came into a house, he wasn't wearing shoes. He took off his shoes. Umakelchem biyadchem, you didn't have a walking stick. So in the eating of Korban Pesach, you had to do it. Vachaltim oisa b'chipaz v'pesach Hashem. You have to eat it b'chipazon because Peschul Hashem. So the Korban Pesach is keneged b'chipazon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says al shem adiluk v'psicha shakadosh Baruch Hu medalek b'ti Yisrael mibnei b'ti Mitzrayim v'koyf is mitzri l'mitzri. So the word Pesach is the chipazon. It's a get of chipazon, and that's a zechavit. L'chura, that's also not negia. That's l'doiris, when we had Korban Pesach, we didn't eat it like that. We didn't have to eat it like that. L'chura, chipazon, we do have a zecha. We eat matzis, because the chipazon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moitzes, Klal Yisrael, the chipazon. So lo yispik b'tzeichem l'hachmitz. So there was an el chipazon. So you see that chipazon is something that's Noigea L'doira. It's something that Arab, in the Zecher that we make from Mitzrayim, that Zecher, we create a Zecher of Chipazon, because that's very essential to it. The Musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechashev Esakeitz, the Musig that we couldn't be Mismameya, Vlech Lismameya, that they had to run out with it. All of those are in Yonim that seem to be part and parcel of what we do make as a current. The whole matzah is because they couldn't be mismameya. So why the Gabriel Korban Pesach the Achilles Chippozen, we don't. How do we distinguish between this Chippozen, that Chippozen? Or Akoponim, when some Inyonim we're not going to do Chippozen. A second Nekuda is, it's Mashma that the Reb Tzadik says that the Chippozen is part and parcel of the, any time a person starts an avoida and he makes a big change, a radical change, like a person does tshuva in a big way, so the pool is always done b'chipazindik. It seems as if that's a very, very positive nekuda in avodas Hashem, that the person starts b'chipazin. The Chazal over here, the Medrash over here, brings a mashal that says that Chippozen had a negative aspect to it. It says a marshal, somebody came to stay at an inn one day, so he stayed a whole day. He left at night. In the morning, when the innkeeper woke up, she started screaming that he stole stuff from the inn. So he said, the person said that the problem was I left at night, next time I'll leave in the morning in broad daylight, and nobody will suspect me of stealing stuff. That's Chazal over here. So too, Lasid Lovo, you know, in Mitzrayim, they went out sort of furtively. Lasid Lovo, they'll go out in a way that they won't be suspected and so on. So Lechura, it's something which is a Chippozen. Does a Chippozen have to be that way? Is a Chippozen a Chreach or not? What I mean, Lechura, the way Reb Tzadik understands it, that the Chippozen was something that's inherent to something like that was the right thing to do. In Chazal it's Mashma, there was a certain element to be Kairos. We also find the Pasuk itself tells us that Losid Lovoi, it says like this. It says, Chosav Hashem Zroya Kotshoi Lein Kol Agoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed his Zroya Kotshoi, V'ro Kol Afsiyos Yisroos Lekeinu, Sur Sur Tzumisham, Tomei al tigor, run out, go out, leave there. Don't touch anything. Tomei tsumi toichi boru noisek le'ashem. Kiloi bechi pozen teitseyu. You're not going to leave in a hurry. Ubeminusa le'selechun. You won't run out. Ki hoylech lefneichem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes before you. Umasifchem elekei Yisrael. And the one that's in the back is elekei Yisrael. So the mashmos is in the Navi that Lasid Lovoi there's loy b'chipazon teitzeinu seleichun. It also says keholich lefneichem Hashem asifchem lekei Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in front of us and back of us. Even though by Mitzrayim it also says there's amur anon and amur eish, but I would assume that happened once they left. In other words, it wasn't part of the leaving. It's once they left. But understanding the pasuk, there's two things: bechipozen b'menusa, and keholich nashem u'masifchem kei Yisrael. So, what's going to be happening over here that is going to change the klal? So, the mashmos is kilus a greater gilish shchina of some sort. Akash Baruch will do it more openly. But what happened in klal Yisrael that changed? What happened in klal Yisrael that would change from one to the other? Another Indian that requires some sort of hisbainus is the Chippozen was, like it says in the Sfarim, because Klal Yisrael was about to be Shokeya and Mem Tashari Tuma, and if they would have been Shokeya and Mem Tashari Tuma, there wouldn't be any hope for them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mimaya Chishav HaSakeitz. So what's the Chishav HaSakeitz? They're starting for 400 years instead of when they went out to Mitzrayim. They started the 400 years before when from Yitzchak. So the question is, I mean, how do we understand? It's mashma. I mean, was it possible to start before or not? I mean, which is right? Could the cheshbon work from Yitzchak? Is that called a fulfilling of the gzeira? So why would we want to wait until later? Is it not? So how can you play a game with it? I mean, what's the havamina maskan in it? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a look at the calendar, said, and took a look at Chayisol, he said, the matzav not good, Any day now, they're heading to Nun Shaar HaTumah. Let's take a look at the calendar. I've got an idea. Let's do it from 400 years from Yitzchak. Let's backdate it. What was the mahal? It has to be not a havi maskana. The right way of understanding is there's two mahalchim. You find the mashal in the Gemara says Megillah that there was Pekida, there were two, three different dates, each one representing a real step, except that it wasn't the final gula. So we need to understand an inyan like this, that there was one mahalach of 400 to count from Yitzchak. It wasn't preferable, it wasn't the preferred way. And then there's another mahalach of counting from Yaakov going down from Mitzrayim, which really is the best way to do it, except that that they couldn't handle it. So we have a mahalach of Kates that can start from Yitzchak, and it doesn't accomplish as much, and a mahalach of Kates that starts with going down from Mitzrayim, which, had we been able to do it, it would have been really good. L'mayinaf gemina. So there's an Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Orach Chaim says like this. Tam shle helis am taker for miyad. Vim Taimi says, Omabekach mohoye gorlis akredis man zets. So what do I care if it wouldn't? And why did they wait for the very, very last minute? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, Ki ikar golos hu levar nitzoytze shenitu benun shayar tumah. The main tachlis of the Golos was to mevarat the tzeitzes of Kedusha that were in the Nun Shaar HaTumah. Ki mo yemetzim koidim zoi mafsidim bira chelek ahu. If they would have left earlier, they would be mafsid, they would lose being mevarat at chelek. Meaning, let's translate it into terms that we can relate to. The tachlis of the Golos is, the tachlis of Shibud, the Oini, the Golos, was to mimavar certain elements in Klal Yisrael from the Goyim, from Umos Olam. In the Shibud and the Koishi, there was an ongoing process of bringing Toiv to light. Just like when a person is going through a difficult Tkufa, there's something that's coming out of it. And the Kanei Mida of how long to let it go would be as long as there's a Toelas, and as long as the people are able to hold out. If there's no to'elas to keep loading the tzaytzes k'doshim, if the ship sinks with them and Klal Yisrael sinks with all the tzaytzes back in Mitzrayim forever, that's obviously not a mahalach. So the Orach Chaim says they couldn't just pull the plug earlier. There was an inyan to stay as long as possible, but the inyan was to hold on. To hold on as long as they could, because there was something going on, and had they been able to accomplish what they needed to, that might have been the end of all Golosin. They couldn't; there would be Golos later. So the Etzim staying, we understand that there's two separate counts for Gula. The better one would have been the later date. The 400 dates starting from going out to Mitzrayim, Kipshuto, 400 years staying in Mitzrayim at Kipshutoi, that would have made a final tikkun. They couldn't hold on, so we were mistapik with a lesser darga of Yitzchak. But I'd like to try to put a finger on to the chiluk. What will be different? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, you had to run out of Mitzrayim, it had to be Chippazin, and we understand a little bit better the big picture of Chippazin is to stay as long as possible without getting schlepped in. That requires a certain Chippazin. Lasid Lavo, it won't require. But how do we understand the distinction? It's not enough to say this is more derech neis and this is less derech neis. It does be something about Klal Yisrael's avodah and something about Klal Yisrael's ability to handle it. So there's a There's a lashon hazeh, tikkun hazeh. He says, "Ubegin da." He speaks on the pasuk. "Ubegin da nafgu Mitzrayim b'menusa." Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, bolted Mitzrayim. Ke'avdo the less they ksav cheru, like an eved that doesn't have a ksav of cherus. Ubarach meribayna, he ran away from his odin. Avu bepurkana basra, in the final gula, lo nafkis brata ela bekutcha brichu. They're going to leave with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Begin the oiraisa diu cheira iu imo begalusa basra. Because Torah is b'chinas cheirus, it's going to be with them in the last galus. Diu cheira de la ma de lo yave hachi begalusa kadmo Mitzrayim, which they didn't have in the first galus of Mitzrayim. V'lo yave la uvlano oiraisa. They neither they nor their children had Torah. V'dohud aman, this is the pasuk ki loy b'chipazin teitzeu v'vamnusa loy teilechu. V'kona basraisa, the b'kona de lahavi e'bairaisa, and because the last ge'ula comes with Torah together, lo yahadrin la'olam megalusa, they'll never go back again. Let's understand it a little bit. When we speak about chipazin and menusa, we're talking about a person has two ways in which a person can act. He can act mikoyach his das, that the person's das, it tells him what to do, sets a goal and tells him what to do. And a person can act out of some sort of reflex. You hear a loud bang, you jump. The bang could be nothing. The bang is something a mile away, but if it's a loud bang, you jump, you run. That is a reaction of a person's. That's a reaction of his reflexes, of his guf kilu without sech, without das. When a person is bechipazin, bechipazin means you act pachas kamayim. The Rishonim say it's meloshon chipazin. Pachas means you act out of instinct, not out of das and seichel. Instinct is sort of a mechanism wired into the pu'ula. My knee has an instinct wired into it that if you hit it someplace, it jumps. It's really part of the pu'ula rather than part. It's not the seichel dictating to the foot. It's the foot has a mechanism built into it to jump, to react to some bang in a certain way. When a person runs from something that scares him, the person there are two issues with that chipazin. One is the person doesn't know where he's going to. He it's just like if you see something frightening, you run. You don't think about the main thing is get away. If they saw Gevirta Nechibarachas, I'm not going anyplace, I'm running away from someplace. I also leave behind, the part of me that's wired, my nechasim, my metalshim, I leave behind because the part of a person that controls his nechasim is his das. We once spoke about in Avdus, Barichus, that the musig of an eved is the functions without the das that controls it. The odon's das is the one that's making use of the eved's guf. So the odon is kaveya what needs to be done, what's going to be done, how it's going to be done, and the eved fills in. So the eved is be'etzim simply a the eved has all the halakim and pu'ulas of odon, except for das. It's someone else's das. We say Akum's adai to the nafshika of it, as opposed to being able to do something midas to odin. The eved is mufka from das, and b'meila his das is not kaveh. The klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim were avadim. And b'meila, there was no das. There was no das in Klal Yisrael. There was no das of Kedusha. Not only Pashtas, they weren't free people, Mitzaratzmon, they were not capable of. There was no Seichel, no das. All they had was a Mesiris about certain Yanim, and that's all they were. The only Hechatimtza for them to run away was to be monotic themselves from das and to jump. So the Loshen Tikkun Hazayah that they are that they were like avodim running away from the base from the base Adonim is kipshutai. They didn't have a metzias of their own. There was no das that Klai Yisrael had towards Klai Yisrael. They had a haftacha from Avis, but that was it. So b'meila their his hitnatkus from avdus was kulei done with chipazim. That's what happened. It had to be that way, but the chisaron was that they couldn't stay long enough, because since it is the teva of the guf to be bottled to the das, so just like if a person is a person is on top of himself and trains himself with his das to do X, Y, or Z, and he's margul himself to do it, at some point, that becomes his teva. That becomes his second nature. Hergel is teva sheni. So if the das can train the guf to a point where it becomes built into the guf, the das can imprint the guf in a way that its direction becomes the guf's direction. So just like it's normal for a person to run away from fire, and that's his instinct. If somebody trains to be a firefighter and his das keeps saying, no, go like this, do like this, you have to do it, you have to go in, you have to save the people, and so on, at some point, that in a long process becomes instinct. That's the koyach of das. Klal Yisrael was subservient to the das of Mitzrayim, and b'meila, had they stayed longer, they would have become Mitzri. And the only way they could get away from it was with Chipazin and Menusa. That was the only way. So the Chipazin of Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Mila. Mitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a Mila that he took out in the nick of time, and it wasn't Mitzrameah. It was a Chisaron Mitzideinu, that we did it only mit Chipazin and Menusa, and b'meila, there were many, many things left unsettled. A, we didn't take out, we didn't make all the Birurim we could have made or we should have made. There were still bits and pieces left over. Even when we took out the stuff, the Vayinatzas Mitzrayim, it says that v'yishalu, that they borrowed it. They didn't have the ability to make it their own. They were avodim. They didn't have any kinyan, and they didn't have the ability to make it permanent to their own. They took it derech shaila and they ran out. And that's why Chazal bring a mashal, with a critical eye, that the running away is a merida in the morus of the Adam. So let's take two parallel cases. Imagine somebody is born as an Eved Ben Avodim in a Beis Adonav. So the whole Metzias of the person is an Eved, and when he's Meired, we sort of have a bit of a critical look as an Eved being Meired by Adonav, because his Mohus is Avdus. Let's take a different example. Imagine a king was captured by another king. The other king decides the best thing he can do with this king is make him to Evet. It's the best hashpala. And a few weeks later, he's able to run away. Nobody's going to see it as an Evet being murdered by Doinov. They'll see it as a Ben Chayrin retaking his rightful Chayrus. We look at this person's Mos as being an Evet. We look at this person's Mos as being a Ben Chayrin. So the running away from Mitzrayim and the taking the money and all these things had in itself the sense of something furtive, because it was there was no, they were avadim. They weren't mechayrin, and that's why it was bechipazim b'menusa. The Zohar says, the Kodesh Zohar says that the difference is feira. And let's put it in terminology a little more relevant that we can get a sense of it. A person is an amaretz, doesn't know anything, but he's very, very loyal to Torah, and he has a munah pshuta, and so on and so forth. That is a big milah. He holds on to avoysov, he holds on to ma'is avoysov, to his munah pshuta, everything, but there's no seichel or das that complements it. So there are milas to it. There are milas in certain sense that we have a very, very clear sense of his commitment, his determination. Certain milas are very boilet in a person like that. But there's a glaring chisaron that the person is totally nacherim. He doesn't have his own das, and be'etzim it'll never be. At some point, the person could become subservient to something else. He has no criteria for determining what to be subservient to. He has a very dogged determination. But there's nothing mitzad is mahalchim mechates this. If you're fanatical X, maybe be a fanatical Y or fanatical Z. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, and Torah is the das of kedusha, the understanding of the right and the wrong. That is mitzad, our own das. So until Matan Torah, we were tolu, we were tolu shulchan avos, and that's why we displayed certain milas of determination and Mesiras Nefesh and Emunah Pshuta that possibly could only have been displayed in that oifen. But it carried the chisaron of somebody who has no das, and that means that his avdus is be'etzim. And kimat, like the Rambam says, kimat kot, this nekar, this ikar agadol would have been nekar, and from Klal Yisrael. That's the downside of it, and it means that any geula that will come comes bechipazin. It means it carries in itself all the problems of chipazin, that you don't know where you're going to, and you lose things, because just like anybody who's b'menusa is losing things, because you don't stop to pick up something. We said before that bailus is totally in das. It's what makes a person a bailim on other things is direct result of his das. Other balachayim don't have bailus, and whatever they're willing to fight for and defend will be theirs. But the musig of bailus is a musig of being mechel das or something. So just like an eved is not he's kind of asking when he's been because bechoyrin, but it's not shayach to have a kinyan on something. Or somebody who's not a bar das doesn't have kinyanim. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Torah, so now we have a different mahalach, and we've been sticking around in Golos for much longer, and even though the Golos is as trying and possibly a lot more trying than Golos Mitzrayim, but this Nekuda becoming lost, even though Chalak and Klal Yisrael Oleinu become lost, but Klal Yisrael Miatzmusa doesn't become lost because they have an Atzmius. Just like somebody who the marshal we gave of someone who's a king, and somebody else happens to capture him, and tries to make it have out of him, but mitzad his own tfisa, the person will never be tofes himself as an eved because he's a ben chayrin be'etzim, and that's what he grew up as, and he's a ben melachim. So too Klal Yisrael, once they have Torah, ein lecha ben chayrin misha esik b'Torah means that the only ben chayrin is someone that has his own das. The fact that someone else forces me to work for him is not what makes an eved be'etzim an eved. What makes an eved be'etzim an eved is that he doesn't have a moz for himself. He doesn't have, he doesn't perceive what's his teichen. He has no teichen. he has no self in a sense. That makes him into Eved. But someone that has Das, and it's my understanding and Tfisa that I'm coming to realize, my understanding of what the right thing is and what the Tachlis is what I'm Shoyer for, that makes me a Ben Chayrin. That's the Pshat that is anyone has Torah. Once Klal Yisrael got Torah, their stay in Golos would be a different stay. So there were two Mahalchim of Shibut. There was one Shibut that starts with Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one whose Avoida is L'mayla Midas, without Das. Yitzchak is someone that Krav of that Keda was something that there was no Tfisa for Das in it. It was Kulei Zvatlos and Kulei Avdos Takadish Baruch Hu. And in a certain sense, it's the Yisaidistik of Maila. It's the Maila of Amuna Pshuta, that where Seichel has no Makam Maga, a person is still Kulei Bat Takadish Baruch Hu. That's one surah. And 400 years from Yitzchak would be Mevar, all the Inyanim, the Mitzrayim, that Shayach to that. That Shayach to the Musig of Amuna Pshuta and Kalayasol, that Shayach to those Inyanim. And b'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chishev as haketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the ketz that shayach to them, the ketz that would have been most desirable, would have been a ketz from Yaakov. Yaakov was the b'chinas das in Klal Yisrael. Yaakov's k'neged Torah, in many ways, he stands in a certain way k'neged Moshe, b'l'gav, b'l'bar. Yaakov is the b'chinas of Torah in Klal Yisrael. Whereas from his chesed and avoda and Torah avodim was chasadim, the in reverse order, the Yaakov, you know, that they didn't have the kalim to do a golus that Yaakov Avinu from Yaakov Avinu, despite the fact that if they had the ability to do it, that would have been a final bir and a final gula and so on. Once they went, so at a Mitzrayim, the chipazon in Mitzrayim was a chesed mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we need to remember the chipazon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't b'leichus ma'mea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out quickly. So in one aspect, in the achilas matzah, we remember the chipazon because mitzad the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the etzim chesed that allowed us to go out on the first mahalach. Mitzad our avoda that we mamshich, there's no mokum for chipazon. The next geula that we're headed for is not going to be makelchem yebchem and alechem raglechem, mastechem chagurim. Those in yonim are not going to be there because it's going to be very different. Because, like the Zezer, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be a process of Das. When it says a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes in front of us, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in the Pasuk, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Umasifchem Alekei Yisrael, so that means that the Das provides a safety net. It provides a direction where to go to, and it provides the safety to double check and make sure we have everything. This is Klal Yisrael Mitzad, the big picture. Mitzad, the two great golosim, the golos of Mitzrayim and the golos we're in and the future golos and so on. It's also the understanding of what we gain. There was, for the longest of times, there was almost an attitude that if somebody lives with emunah pshuta and simple instinctive following of Klal Yisrael and Kaddish, you know, the Torah and the teachers and so on, the Messiahs, that's enough. Everything else is really, really extra or even dangerous because a person will think, consider, question, be falpul and so on. It almost, there was an attitude almost ki'ilu that might be kolamoisiv of sorts. But we now understand, and it's the emes lamitoi, because that's what it says, that a person who is oivid, without das, just avastik, has a problem, because it on the one hand is a gilui of a certain ferocious tenacity of Mesiras Nefesh, that forget, maybe the Baal HaSkolah is not going to might not exhibit that, and it has in itself its milus, but it requires a chipazon and menusa. It requires to go where you don't know where you're headed to, and to leave things strewn about that you should have picked up. And at the end of the day, it also reaches a point where it finishes. If they would have stayed another moment there, it would have been gone. With all, because it's a mahalach that's limited. And a mahalach that doesn't have the das of kedusha in it is limited in what it can do. So with all the dveikus and all of the oomph and everything, but it's limited and it peters out at some point. And the Bina Shteis Dor show that to be true. The Eitzah for the long term, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is the Das of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us Torah, made us Bnei Chayr, made us self-contained. We have in ourselves a mechanism that directs us, always. Chas v'shalom, a person can make mistakes, Chas v'shalom, a wolf can make mistakes. It's not that it doesn't have its own risks, and like the Yitzhar is never retired. That's not the issue. But it's not foolproof. There's nothing foolproof because there's a void in everything. But the mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu upgraded Klal Yisrael to included a building in of that das that made us Bnei Chayrin. And somebody who's a Ben Chayrin has the ability to stay endlessly. Our golos that we're in is a golos that, from our point of view, is endless. It's tahoin. That's what Chazal said is golos. There's no seichelik understanding how and where it's going to end. Mitzideinu, but midrash gisa we're able to hold on to it as certain, the klal yisrael they hold on to it because they have that Torah. That was the contrast of the two gulas. The geula that came mikoyach avos, and the gula that comes mikoyach Torah. The like the Rosh Chaim says, gulas is not just a tkufa of trial. So in a person's lifetime, its difficulties are not just a process of challenges and so on and tests and every process takes out nekudas and inyanim of kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's what we're here for. Sometimes we can actually see what we accomplished, and most times we can't see what we accomplished. The Eir of Rav that came out of Mitzrayim with all its bad, but it came out of Mitzrayim, came out in a at the end, all of a sudden, people were mitzarev to it. The difference will be that what we took out of Mitzrayim was Derech Shaila, and in the morning, the Balas Apundik accused us of being Ganovim Gazlonim, because we were Betzim Avadim, and except that we tore away from it. Lasid Lovay, it says Mincha Yeshivu, they're going to give us presents. We're not going to borrow. It's not us borrowing. They will give us presents. Yeah. Whatever sense you'll understand it. But it's a very different mahalach. In as much as a person in his own life is kaiveya das in himself, das of Torah, he becomes a ben chayrin. He's able to hold on in direct proportion to the amount of das and havana and Torah that the person has in himself. It gives him a staying power to hold on. The when the ikar that we have comes from the avos, then at some point it just gives. When it's regenerated by us and our tefis and our understanding, it has a staying power. And we have the avtocha that the chipazon and the menusa of Mitzrayim, it was necessary. But it was nechoyz darga. It was an embarrassment to us, and it left us with unfinished business, and wandering in the midbar Arba'im Shana, because we didn't really know where we're going to. Lasid Lavoi, when the Gula will come through the Kayach of Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in Kol Yisrael, will have the Kiyum of Loi Bechi Pozen Teitzeyu, of Vimnusa Loi Seleichun, Ki Hoylech Lefneichem Hashem, Umasifchem Alkei Yisrael. Shabbos.